It's not easy getting a fair shake when you're a wolf. Maybe it's the dripping fangs or just the predatory reputation. But when it's your word against that of three adorable little pigs, you're not likely to stand much of a chance. That's the challenge faced by the lupine defendant in The Trial of the Big Bad Wolf, a production of the Maui Onstage Youth Theater that asks us to take another look at a familiar story. Ricky Jones is the director, and he joins us by phone. Good morning, Ricky.
Good day. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. You know, this
Thank you for having
kids be in this story. They all come into the story knowing it, right? And it takes a completely different point of view.
It does. It does. It's The Trial of the Big Bad Wolf. What if the wolf was acting benevolent in his blowing down of the houses? What if it was all just a big misunderstanding? That's the premise of the story. And it takes us through his trial and the interviews of all the witnesses and defendants.
What's a benevolent reason for blowing somebody's house down?
Well, of course, according to the wolf, he was just there to welcome them to the neighborhood and had a bad allergic reaction to things that were planted around their houses or things that were blown in his face, of them trying to get rid of him, thinking that he was there for evil intent when really he wasn't.
So it was kind of all a sneeze then?
Yes.
Ah.
And what's fun about the story is that it first takes you through the pig's affidavit, the things that they have written about what happened, which is the story that we all know. And then the wolf gives his affidavit, which tells a completely different story. The jurors of the show are other fairy tale characters, Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, the Sprat, Jack and Mrs. Sprat, Old King Cole, etc. And they are invoked into helping the wolf and the pigs both tell their side of the story.
Are kids as aware of all these stories as they were, you know, generations ago?
Some of them, the main ones especially. There are some, Old King Cole especially, Jack, the Piper's Son, they weren't as aware of some of the older nursery rhymes that apparently just don't get told anymore, or not as much. But that was part of the fun as a director, going through and telling them those stories so that everyone knew who each other were and knew the stories that they came from.
What are the ages of your cast members?
We have everyone from 8 years old all the way to 14.
And how many of
them? The cast itself is 23, and we have about six technical students as well. People running the light board, costumes. The show is entirely costumed by kids this time. Are people that have found sound effects, you know, on YouTube and scoured sound directories and found things that we could use. And then other kids helping program the light board and are going to be running the lights through the show, as well as stage managing the production.
Kids that young programming the light board, that's pretty slick, isn't it?
You know, you gotta say that I think anyone with kids these days can tell you that they know more about technology than a lot of the parents do sometimes. My three-year-old can turn on the tablet and unlock the passcode and find his little YouTube Kids program.
Well, as far as, you know, training actors, what's it like working with kids as young as 8 years old?
I think the best part for me is seeing the wonder in their eyes of telling the story. Kids are natural storytellers anyway, and so helping them develop the tools to tell a story in a different way, not just to their friends, you know, sitting around a table, but standing and how they position themselves to tell the whole audience and projecting their voice and speaking more clearly than they usually do. It just gives them an opportunity to experience that and helps them really, I think, in schools. And we have lots of kids that go on to, you know, speech and debate classes, and theater kids typically don't have as much trouble giving presentations in front of classes, book reports, that sort of thing, because they're already training how to do that and not get nervous.
Well, you know, you also have, in addition to presentation skills. You also have the actor's thing of being, of immersion in a role. Do kids naturally take to that, you know, just becoming one of the Three Little Pigs or becoming a someone other than themselves?
Some more than others. Kids are a lot like adults in that way. It comes more naturally to some of them. Some of them are very intellectual about it and want to know, you know, what their character is feeling and how they can create that for the audience. Other kids are very intuitive and just slip into it automatically. And making them find different ways of expressing the character, doing the character completely different than they did it yesterday, and just getting them to explore the different ways this character could be other than what they originally thought of them.
That I would think would be, you know, that sounds like a kind of an adult skill. I mean, you know, shifting one's interpretation.
It is. It can be. Theater is pretty universal in concepts, I've found, and immersing the kids in all of those concepts early on can only help make it easier for them later on in life, especially when they're in school and they're, you know, reading shows out loud, especially Shakespeare and things in their English classes. It lets them have that intuitive interpretation on the spot.
Can you kind of spot with kids this young who's got the bug, who's going to be with theater the rest of their lives? Many people say they've decided from childhood on that this is for them. Do you see that?
Yes, definitely. Certain kids, you can tell that they're going to do this forever, and they're really into it right away, and they're always the first to show up and the last to leave, and always want to come even when they're sick and stayed home from school. They still want to come to rehearsal. And at the same time, you know, kids change over the times, and things, kids that I have expected to continue on, you know, later on get more into sports or get more into other activities being teenagers. And some kids that never looked like they were having a good time or not as much as other kids turn out to, this is what they do all through high school, and they go on to be theater majors, and they develop a passion for it. So it's across the board, I think, but it's always very easy to tell which ones are are very into it.
Well, Ricky, it sounds like fun, and good luck with the show. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Ricky Jones is the director of the Maui Onstage Youth Theater production of The Trial of the Big Bad Wolf, which runs in matinee performances March 11th and 12th and 18th and 19th at the Iao Theater in Wailuku.
With a hey diddle diddle, I play on the fiddle, and there's all kinds of things.